20 years ago today, people power toppled Eastern Europe's most repressive regime. Romanian dictator Nicolae Ceausescu was caught off guard by 6 days of protests and violence across the country. He and his wife fled Bucharest by helicopter. It was the last of the 1989 revolutions and the bloodiest. More than 1,000 people died. Today, there's little observance of the anniversary in Romania. That's in part because so many questions still remain about what really happened there in December 1989. Matthew Brunwasser reports from Bucharest.
If democracy has a price, few have paid more than the congregants of the Church of the Martyred Heroes of December 1989. This service for the dead is asking God to forgive the sins of family members buried in the adjoining cemetery, 290 casualties of the chaos 20 years ago. After the service, people go out and tend to the graves. 25-year-old Mateo Vasiliu says his family still doesn't know much about his father's death.
He was at work, and from a nearby building, military troops were shooting everywhere. So they told. I don't know. We still don't know the truth, and we're never going to know what was happening at that time.
Few have been prosecuted, even fewer convicted. Vasiliu says that punishment won't ease his loss, but learning the truth might help Romania make a clean break with its communist past.
All these people died for a free Romania, for a democratic Romania, for a free country. But I don't feel this freedom.
There are a few undisputed facts of the revolution. It began in the city of Timișoara with protests against the harassment of an anti-communist Catholic priest, and then it spread. Ceausescu ordered troops to fire on unarmed demonstrators. He remained in control until December 22nd. But the vast majority of the revolution's casualties were killed after December 22nd, in chaotic scenes like this one in central Bucharest. No one knows exactly who was shooting at whom or why. Actor Ion Caramitru was one of the revolution's leaders. He says that the official line is that there was a revolution, and new leadership stepped in to establish order. But he says Romanians don't buy it.
This is a terrible dilemma. After 20 years, we couldn't judge how to present the revolution except to say that it was a movement, spontaneous movement, against communism in Ceausescu. This is not a real history.
He says the communist officials who took control after Ceausescu have never revealed how they seized power. There are also various theories about the involvement of foreign powers. Sociologist Cătălin Stoica says the post-1989 political elite has paid a price for not clearing things up.
The new power failed to gain legitimacy.
The trial of Ceausescu, for example, lasted only a few hours and ended with his execution later the same day. Stoica says Romanians have what sociologists call fragmented narratives about that time.
The data shows that we still lack a shared understanding about what happened in December 1989. You get 47% believing it was a revolution, and you get 36% of adult Romanians believing that it was a coup d'etat. So you can see here that there are two opposite understandings of the recent past.
Passers-by in a subway station paused to look at a small exhibition of photos and video from the revolution. It's one of the few places in Bucharest where the anniversary is noted. Corina Rebeja says the fuzziness about what really happened makes Romanians more cynical about politics today.
And it does create this suspicion among the people. You don't know who's a communist and who's not, and whatever the interests are, and how people got to power. Was it because they were, capable, or because they had connections with the former regime?
Alexandra Coca is upset that most Romanians don't care much about the revolution. She says regardless of what happened behind the scenes, the people in the streets were heroes.
And if now we all agree that it wasn't only a revolution then, I think that you can see in their faces in this exhibition that they were really believing. They were not playing. They did it because they believed it. And for this reason, their sacrifice, I think it was very real. And we should never forget it.
One revolutionary group did use a court case this year to get access to a large chunk of archives about the revolution. But it had to go to the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg, France. Romanians say they want the truth to come out to give moral value to their democratic presence. not to settle old political scores. For the World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Bucharest, Romania.